You're listening to Amud Chazer with Daniel Eisner from Seches Psachim Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We are going to start at the top of the Amud. B'chol Malkam Tamid Chacham B'chulei. But let's just see what that's talking about. So if you flip to across the streets, back in Nun Dal Amud Beis, so we have the Mishnah said Malkam Shenagu. So this whole parak is called Malkam Shenagu. It's about the Minhag Malkam for doing work erev Pesach. If you can't do it from Chatzos and on, that's halacha. But depending on what the makom is in the previous mishnah, so the first mishnah of the parak, you would follow the minhag makom and regarding the before Chatzos on that day. We also noted that when we started this, it was the week of Parshas Vayera, which features the Malachim eating, or seeming looking like they're eating, and Rashi over there says that we see over here in the Gemara and Bava Metzia, sources the concept of Minhag HaMakom. There's two sources in the Torah that indicate such a thing. One of them is the Parshas Vayera, and that's when we started Makom Shenagu, so that was very cool. But now, this Mishnah we said, Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha B'Tishabav Osin, Makom Shenagu Shalo Lasos Malacha Ein Osin. So we transitioned from a discussion of the minhag hamakom of doing malacha erev Pesach to other halachos that are really, I guess, minhagim that are dependent on the makom that you live, non-Pesach related. And this Mishnah was focusing on doing malacha on Tisha B'Av. Are you allowed to do it or not? So that's, again, minhag hamakom. Then the Mishnah says, Ubechol makom tamini chachamim betelim. But Talmid Chachamim should be Mevatel, not Torah, Mevatel Malacha. Actually, Torah also, it's Tisha B'Av. But we're talking specifically about Malacha here. No matter where you are, right? It's a greater sign of Avelus for the day and awareness and tapping into it. Talmid Chacham should do that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Li'olam Yasa Adam Atzma Talmid Chacham. Really, a person can always make himself into a Talmid Chacham. As if a Talmid Chacham, meaning somebody else can conduct himself. Anybody else can conduct themselves as if they're Talmid Chacham and say, "Today I'm going to be like a Talmid Chacham and I'm going to be mevatel from malacha." Okay, so and why does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel have to give that permission? Why would he have to give that permission? Why just like, yeah, let me be like a Talmid Chacham? Why not? Shouldn't I always strive? Go for the goals.
You're still going against the minhag of the city.
Okay, so that's one thing weighing against it.
But
shouldn't I always like try to be better? Always like look at this. Right. So the answer is that there's a concern called yuhara, which is haughtiness. Mm-hmm. Like you're being mevatel, you're being mevatel, you're such a talmid chacham. Right. There's the story of the Navardic yeshiva was very known for like. Slabatka is known for like godless Adam and praising, and everyone's like, you're above that, you're above these, certain things that are going on, you're above that. Navardik was like, you're garbage, you're nothing, you're just really humbling a person. So there's a story about a new guy comes into yeshiva and he sees like all the other guys, they're like, ich bin garnished, I'm nothing. So he sees him doing it, so he says, ich bin garnished, I'm nothing, I'm garbage. And the two other guys look at him like, oh, look who thinks he's garnished. So over here, right? You're going to be mevatel for malacha over here. You're talmid chacham. So that's called yuhara. And this is actually discussed in other areas of halacha that you have a certain chumrah that brings extra attention to yourself that like indicates that you're very sanctimonious. Then that could actually be inappropriate. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says we're not concerned about that over here. Seemingly, well, says the Gemara, right now, top of Nohei Amud Aleph. But b'chol makom tamid chacham v'chulei l'meimer de Rav Shimon Gamliel savar lo chashinan l'yuhara. Is this to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is not concerned about yuhara in general? That he's not worried about people, being arrogant? He says, no, listen, it's not arrogance. Strive for greatness. Consider yourself like a talmid chacham, you'll end up being one. I'm not worried about yuhara. Is that really what he holds? The Rabbanan savri chashinan liyuhara, and then the Rabbanan, the Tanakam over here that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is arguing with, is not concerned. The other Rabbanim. But we actually learned the opposite of this. It's none that we learned quite a long time ago. Zachas brachos daf I think sign yud zayin. Chasan im yirtze likros kriyashma laila rishon kore. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right, so we learned that Chasan is could be a little bit nervous. He has this tirda de mitzvah. He's concerned, right? He has a mitzvah to do the night of his wedding, and he might be so wrapped up in that he won't be able to have kavanah during Kriyat Shema. So there's just a rule that a chasan so a chasan doesn't have to. He's patur from Kriyat Shema, but the Tanna Kama says if he wants to, he can. Shimon Gamliel Amar Lo Kol HaRotz Lito Asa Shem Yitol. Not everyone who wants to take the name of someone who can have kavanah even on the night of his wedding can claim such a thing about himself. So what's it looking like over here? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is like, oh, look, who do you think you are? You're gonna say Kriyat Shema anyway, and you're saying, look, I am a kavanah expert. Watch me, dance at two weddings. I have two different kavanah. I'm fine. I have two to the mitzvah, but it's not where I can, compartmentalize and have kavanah for Kriyat Shema. Not everyone who can claim such a thing for themselves can. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, you got to switch up the shita. There is some sort of error here. Rashi says, Hatana shesidron tov achas mehen vehechlif shita. So one of these is a mistake, right? We see Rabbi Yochanan, I think say this quite often. We had one or two of these recently, and then often there's a follow up from somebody else who says, no, let's try to work it. Let's try to work it out. We don't have to automatically assume that there's an error in the transmission here. And indeed, Rav Shisha b'Rei d'Rava Idi Amar Lo Tepach. No, you don't have to do that. D'Rabbanon Lo Kasha. Halacha. Okay, right. So the Rabbanon that say over here, only Tamid Chachamim, and don't make yourself like a Talmud. And by implication, don't make yourself like a Talmud Chacham. Right. But by Chasan and Kriyat Shema Maseches Brachos, they say you can do Kriyat Shema. Shelo kasha, hachan dekevin dekuli ama avdi malacha, viu lo avid mixik yuhara. Over here, it looks like yuhara. They're concerned about yuhara. Avo hasam, kevin dekuli ama kari viu nami kari lo mixik yuhara. But yeah, like you see, everybody sitting down in Meir, everyone's saying Kriyat Shema, everyone's davening. That's what everyone's doing. You don't stand out as yuhara unless someone happens to know he's a chut. But you don't stand out in a crowd as opposed to if everyone else is doing malach and you're just like sitting around, looking at your watch and whatever. You stand out as going against the crowd. So that's what they hold. So yes, they're concerned about yuhara. They're just not concerned about it in the case of the chasan. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, lokasha, and that's also an akasha. Because there, what's the question? The question is about requiring kavana. Vanan sahadi de lo matzi kavana date mixikura, and we testify vanan sahadi. We testify that a person is not able to have kavana. Like we say, like it's basically impossible. And now it looks like a yuhara. Avahacha lo mixikura. But over here, in the case of Tisha B'Av and not doing malacha, it doesn't look like yuhara. Amri malachahi de leslay. He doesn't have malacha. This guy doesn't have a job. Puk chazi, go out and take a look. Kama batlani yika bashuka. Look how many people are mevatel. How many people are idle in the marketplace? So what we see here is that both Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel and the Rabbanan are concerned about yuhara, and then they argue about certain cases that they think yuhara doesn't apply. The Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says. Actually, the Rabbanan say that yuhara doesn't apply in case of Kriyat Shema because everyone's saying Kriyat Shema. You don't stand out. And Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says it doesn't apply on Tisha B'Av because you don't. Right, that's like it's passive. It's like I'm not doing something, and it's not. People don't assume because he's so great, or he thinks he's so great, but because he's just lazy. And it seems like it's okay to say such a thing. Okay, new Mishnah. Mesnisen v'chachamim omrim b'Yehuda hayu osin malacha bari psachim ad chatzos u'bagaliel lo hayu osin kol ikar. So the chachamim say that in Yehuda, right there's different regions in Eretz Yisrael. We discussed them recently in regards to Bikurim and beer for Shemitah, right? So we have the Judea and the Galil. And the Chacham is saying that in Yehuda they would do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. Ubagaliel lohayosim kolikar. They didn't do it the entire day. Halayla beshame osrim ubesilamatirim adonetzachama. What about the night before? Right. So we're talking about the 14th during the day. Well, usually day starts at night for us. So does that really extend? Does the prohibition or minhag or something? Well, that's part of the discussion, the Gemara of what are we isser? We'll see that in a moment, but. This the prohibition, or the not doing malacha. We'll call it a nice safe term, neutral term. The not doing malacha, does that start the night before or not? So beishami osrim ubeitil matirin ad neitzachama. They say until neitzachama, right? Neitzachama sunrise. Then it's like it's daytime officially, and that's when it would start, presumably, in communities that are noig that way. Okay. Gemara. Meikara tana minhaga ulosov tana isura. So at first, we said minhag. And so we'll just take a very quick look. I'll just say it basically outside at the beginning of the perek. You mentioned that, right? Makum shenahagu lasos. This is back under Amud Aleph. Just to say it quickly, makum shenahagu lasos malacha bar mipsachem ad chatzos osin. Makum shenahagu shalo lasos ain osin. In a community where the minhag is to do malacha even before chatzos, you can. And if the minhag is not to do malacha, then you should not. And then we discuss. What if you're traveling? What if you're from a different community? And that was the whole discussion. A little bit later on the Mishnah, and then the Gemara as well. So it sounds like we're talking minhagim. And then all of a sudden, we're using the lashon of osrim. So it's like, it's osrim, what's going on? Mekar tana minhago lusov tana isura. Rashi says, minhago talabin minhag, and then lusov tana isura, diktani beishamay osrim demashma bechol makom. Right, so it sounds like, by the way, that there's a machlokus in Rishonim how to learn this first part of the Mishnah. Is it talking about what's going on here? Omer b'Yehuda, right? The machlokus, or so what's going on with the Chachamim say it's one way in Yehuda, a different way in the Galil. So the Chachamim, are they commenting on the previous Mishnah? Are they saying that, right, we said it's based on minhag, and then they're just telling us what the minhag is? Or is there some sort of machlokas here and say, no, it's not based on minhag, it's just a machlokas within the I don't want to call them Yehudim to be confusing, but I'll call them that. The Yehudim and the Galilim, like, there was a machlokas between them about what the halacha is, but not that you just like, you know, some people are machmer and machmer there. But I think the way definitely Rashi understands it, and some other Rishonim as well, is that the Chacham over here are really like a commentary on the previous Mishnah, and they're talking about Minhag, and the Minhag of Galil is this, and the Minhag of Yehuda is this. Okay, but still, we have a problem, because Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, see Rashi says over here, but that's the changeover, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, everything up until then, the previous Mishnah, or the first Mishnah of the Perek, and the first part of our Mishnah, the Reisha, is talking about Minhag, and then all of a sudden it gets into Beis Shammai, Usher, and Beis Hillel say it's Usher. By implication, it's usher from the morning, right? Presumably they're agreeing it's usher, just not at night, the next day. So what's going on here? Lo kasha, horeb meir, horeb Yehuda. So it's actually a machlokus, whether it's minhag based or iser based. It's machlokus or meir Yehuda. Detanya because we're into the bright summer of Yehuda. Yehuda hayu osin malacha ba'arei psachim. In Yehuda, they would do, don't get confused with Rabbi Yehuda and Judea. Rabbi Yehuda said, in Yehuda, they would do malacha on Arvei Pesachim ad chatzos. Uba Galil, inon osin kol ikar. And in the Galil, they wouldn't do it malacha the entire day. Amar lo Rav Meir, ma raya Yehuda v'Galil lakan. What proof? Meaning, like, what relevance is are you bring for what relevance are you bringing in what was done Yehuda and Galil? Ela makum shenagul lasos malacha osin makum shenagul shalol lasos ein osin. So midikamar Remeir minhaga, from the fact that Remeir says it's a minhag, michlal Rabbi Yehuda isura kamar. So it sounds like Remeir is challenging him. He's like, "What are you talking about? It's based on Minhag HaMakom. Don't tell me what happened to Leo and Yehuda." So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is really based on Isser. Okay, so that's how we understand it. It's really a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda says it is Isser based, and then maybe there's a machlokas between the Yehudim and the Galileim, and then that's why we get into Isser. But the previous mishnah would be talking about minhag. That's Remeir holds. But hold on. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda arba asar mutar be'asiyas malacha. But then Rabbi Yehuda holds that on the 14th, asiyas malacha is mutar. Right? Presumably, according to the... Wait, Rabbi Yehuda said, in Yehuda they would do malacha. Right. So, at least for Yehuda. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, we walk away from this understanding, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Yehudim would do malacha on the 14th. Is that true? Is that possible that Rabbi Yehuda can hold such a thing, that some people do that? Well, Tanya, but we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamanakesh b'shlosha asar, v'nak Rabbi Yado, shosla b'makom hatid, that if v'ein shosla b'makom ha-garid. So, he says that someone who is weeding on the 13th, this is referring to the Shosha Arsar of Nisan. I think actually Rashi is explicit. Rashi's a gear, so that's more explicit. Mm-hmm. So it's on the 13th of Nisan, and then he uproots it. Then Shosla b'makomatir. Shosla is to replant something. You take it out and then you replant it. You can replant it in tit, in like this, like, it's not, I mean, it's clay, but mud, like this moist area to plant it. Vein tosa b'makom ha-gari, but you can't do it in a dry, you can't replant it in a dry area. Seemingly the difference would be, Rashi says, shosa b'makom ha-tit. Shetimaher likalet, because if it's in moist earth, it'll be more quick to take root. Kodem ha-omer, before the omer, right? The omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan, right? Second day of Pesach. So, avohan, right? Sha-omer matir senesh rashin, because the omer will then matir the things that have taken root. Right? Well, of course, the chadash is only mutter after the carbon omer is brought. But if it was planted after the carbon omer, so then that's part of the new chadash crop that was not permitted. Then you have to wait another year before you access that. What if it was, you know, if you planted it 5 minutes before the omer is brought? So it sounds like that would be a problem because it didn't take root yet. So what is it? So avo hanishrashin achar omer. Asturin mishum chadash atshiyavo omer haba, and then so now that's why you want it to be planted. If you pulled it out and you want to replant it, it needs to be replanted in earth that will take it in quickly. Dry will not work. So, but we said b'shlosh asar. So, mashma, back to the Gemara. B'shlosh asar in barbasar. So it sounds like he says that it can be done on the 13th, but not on the 14th. So michti. So we want to know why doesn't it work on the 14th, right? Why do you say 13th and not the 14th? So there are a couple of possible reasons. One of them could be based on an agricultural reason of whether, right, maybe it won't take root soon enough if it's any later than that, or it could be that the 14th is a separate problem because 14th is 14th of Nisan. Pesach, and it could maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's Nisan Relacha the 14th. So let's see if we can figure out which one it is. And based on the flow of the Gemara, obviously we're gonna, the Gemara is asking right back for a moment. Rabbi Yehuda, some Rabbi Yehuda, Arba Asar Mutar Basias Malacha. But hold on. So we see that we're going to try to, get from here that that the reason he holds it's a problem is because of the Asiyas Malach on the 14th, not because of any agricultural reason. But let's see. Michti. Let's see. Shaminan le Rabbi Yehuda. To Omar, we've heard that Rabbi Yehuda says, this is in Shvius, I believe. Yep, it's in Shvius. Anything that's like grafted, really, that and it's not it doesn't take root in 3 days. Shuv ena kolatas. We have a tradition that it's not going to be a anymore. It's just not working. And but if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda allows malacha and therefore planting on the 14th, lamali shlosha asar. So why did he specify this case as being on the 13th? Really, there's still the 14th, the 15th, and even part of the 16th until the Omer is brought, that you could technically plant it and assume that it'll take root. He says that it'll take root in this time frame. Past 3 days, it won't. But within 3 days, it will take root if you plant it. So why should you... So the fact that if that's really the concern here, he wouldn't have said the 13th. That, right, if you plant it on the 13th, no, even the 14th, even the 15th, even maybe part of the 16th, it should be okay to plant it as long as it's not past 3 days. So it must be that really Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to do malacha on the 14th. But the way we understood the Mishnah, we understood that it was Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that the Anshe Yehuda did malacha on the 14th. So how could that be? Omar Rabba. Big Galil Shanu. Yeah, this is talking about in the Galil. This is the Galil. And, right, so in the Galil, what's the halacha? Right, we know. We're asking this whole question according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Judeans. Where he says that those in Yehuda didn't do malach on the 14th. But in the Galil, the people of Yehuda did malach on the 14th. But the people in Galil did not, according to Yehuda. So that's why he said the 14th. So the 14th, you're not, right, sorry, so that's why he said the 13th. Right, he would have said the 14th, but no, he had to say the 13th, because the 14th, you're not allowed to do malach. V'ha'ikalelya, but hold on, what about the night before? He could have said, not just the 13th, but he could have said the night of the 13th, right? Even in the Galil, they could do it the night before. It's only the day of the 14th that says it. So Rabbi Yehuda should have taught, if someone was weeding on the night of by the night of the 13th, we mean the night following the 13th. The night of the 14th. It's a little bit confusing.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, meaning. We had the 13th day of Nisan and the following night, that night, which is halakhically the 14th, but it's the night that followed the 13th. Yeah, we'll look at this. So what about the Lelia? He should have taught the 13th at night. If you're weeding the 13th at night, and then even in the Galileo, it would have been, that would have been fine. So Amar Rav Sheishes ke Beis Shammai. No, well, yeah, but he's teaching like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says the night before is also an Isra Malacha. So, even there's a discussion about the Yehuda and Galil, but Beis Hillel says that's only the daytime, Beis Shammai says the night before. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi gives another answer, Li Olam ke Beis Hillel. It really is like Beis Hillel. Lefisha ein darken shel b'nei adam l'nakesh b'layla. It's not normal for people to weed at night. So Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't teach a case of like something like weird case of someone going out to the field at night. Like it's not like nowadays that our nights have become like days. This is the time we live in is really an amazing thing where people are still working and some people would like learn by candlelight. Over here it feels like daytime. Basically, we're probably tired for a long day, but like lights are on. There's people here. we live in a different society. Back then, no one's going to the work, especially in the fields at nighttime. They didn't have big, you know, lights or anything like that. They didn't, right? So it's not normal for people to do that. So he's not going to teach. You know, technically, yes. We holds like Miss Hillel and the Galileo and Yehuda. Everyone can work the night of the 13th, meaning the night of the 14th, but the night following the 13th. But Rabbi Yehuda is not going to teach a Mishnah like that because that's not normal. Ravina Amar, our third answer, Li Olam Yehuda. No, really, so it's really talking about Yehuda, Uba Hashrasha, and regarding Hashrasha, things taking root, Chad Miktas Hayom Kekulo Amrinan, Shrei Miktas Hayom Kekulo Lo Amrinan. So we can say one application of the principle of Miktas Hayom Kekulo, right? Miktas Hayom Kekulo is the principle that when we mention a day, even if it's just partial day, it counts as a full day in halacha. Does anybody know any other areas where we apply this principle of mixas hayom kekula?
By nida and by lag bomer.
Okay, so nida, yes, right? Nida, yes, where did you lag bomer?
You could shave at night.
There's a discussion by Sfira Lag BaOmer, right? Another one is also Shiva, right? The last day of Shiva, the seventh day is like just like often just like the morning, a few minutes after, after Shach or something like that. So we have this concept in Halacha, but over here we're only going to apply it once. We're not going to apply it from two ends, right? Because if he says that the time of Hashrasha is 3 days, so we said, okay, so it's like the 14th, the 15th, and even part of the 16th. So we did a partial day at this end. So you can't start it early the night of the 13th also, or which is meaning really it's the night of the 14th. So it's like it's like cutting, it's applying, this would be applying, if you would say you could do it the night of the 14th, it's applying two mikzas hayom kekulos, which doesn't make sense, especially from an agricultural standpoint, if there's a certain time frame for it to take root. Okay, so those are three answers to that. Let's do one more mission. And the Gemara. Remeir Omer. Kol malachas hiskabo ba kodem la'arba'asar, gomra ba'arba'asar. Any malacha process that you started before the 14th, you can finish on the 14th itself. Gomer Barbasar. Avalo Yascheba Betchila. Barbasar. But you're not allowed to begin a malacha process on the 14th. Avopi, so I just want to see, is there. I guess this is in a place where we're knowing not to. Avopi Sheyachol Gomra. Even if you're able to finish it, I guess this is in the morning before Chatzos. Maybe that's what it's saying. Right? So even if you can finish it before the time that you have to stop, let's say, like, right, the 14th and do it and you finish it before Chatzos, even if you could do that, you should not. You're not allowed to start it. The Chacham Omrim, the Chacham say, Gimel Omanios, Osten Malach Bar Vepsachim Ad Chatzos. There are three craftsmen, three workers, three professions where they're allowed to do the malacha erev Pesach until Chatzos, even in places that forbid working until Chatzos. There are three jobs that can still work then. Veilohein, hachayatin, tailors, v'hasaparim, barbers, v'akovsin, and laundromat people, I don't know, washers, let's call them that. Right. Oh, wouldn't you believe it? The post office is closed. How about that? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer, Af Ratzanin. Also shoemakers. Strap makers, shoemakers. Ratzanin, Ushkafim. So Rashi, shoemakers. Okay. You can probably take a guess why those people would be open.
Because everything breaks. You need a haircut?
It sounds like these are very important Erev Yom Tov things to do. Right? Haircuts, laundry, especially because you can't do it on Chol Moed. Right? You have a big Yom Tov coming up. Okay. So, Yibayi Luhu, they asked the question, Three possible ways to understand this principle, this halacha in the Mishnah. Yibailu, v'tzorach hamoed tanan, is the Mishnah talking about a malacha that's for the purposes of the moed for yantif? Ava shalo l'tzorach hamoed afilu migmar namilo, and the kula, right? The kula of our Mishnah is saying, first way to understand it, for anything that you need to do for the moed, you can complete it, but you can't start it. But if it was something that's not for the purpose of the moed, you can't even complete it, even if you already started it. Is that what the Mishnah is saying? O Dilma, or maybe Shalol Litzarach HaMoed, maybe the Mishnah is, no, the Mishnah is talking about things that, Stam Malacha, it's not. Avot Tzorech, but if it was something that you need for the moed, askule maslinan, maybe you could even start it. Right? If it's something that's needed for the moed, you could even start doing it on Erev Pesach. Maybe that's how to read the Mishnah. Oh, Dilma. Or maybe, bein letzarach hamoed, bein shelo letzarach hamoed, migmar in askule lo. Maybe the Mishnah is not being machalik, it's not talking about for the tzarach hamoed, not tzarach hamoed. Take it at face value, right? If any malacha, you cannot start it, you can complete it. So what's halacha? Toshma in a brisa. Ava. So come here, proof. Truly from brisa. Mishnah. Ava lo yashchil betchila barbalasar. You're not allowed to start a malacha on the 14th. Afilu tziltzul katan. Afilu shvacha katana, even a small belt, tzilzul katana, or a small shvacha, some sort of head covering, we saw it in Shabbos, some sort of hat head covering. What's this afilu, right? You can't start malacha on yantiv. On Erev Pesach. Even if it's one of these small things like a belt or a hat. Samay afilu lav afilu hani letzarach hamoed. Doesn't it mean even these things are tzarach hamoed, that you need your belt, right? Your Pesach belt. You have to loosen up during Shulchan Aruch, or it's your Pesach hat, whatever it is. So and what does it say about it? Migmar in is chulei lo. So we see that, and it seems like we're talking about even tzarach Pesach. And even tzarach hamoed, and it says that you can't begin them. Lo. So michlal tishalol etzarech, which would that imply that if it's not for the purpose of the moed, migmar nami lo gemirina, we can't even finish it. Lo, don't say that. Olam tishalol etzarech migmar nami gemirina. No, that's not necessarily true. Even if it's not for tzarech moed, you're allowed to complete it. Umay afilu, what's afilu? What's the chiddush of this tzitzel katan and the svacha katan? Svacha katan. Hani nami. These are very small. Okay, therefore what? The Zokadaitach, you might think, their beginning is their completion. It's so quick to prepare one of these things, to make one of these things, that like as soon as I've started, I've already finished. Right? You can ask permission. Can I just do this? And like by the time you like no, okay, well it's already done. You know? Like one of those. Maybe because it's haschala is the gemara, it's the completion of it. Maybe that you can do. So zuhi gemara malachan nascha b'hu nami lechatchila, kamash balan. No, you cannot do it. So the chiddush of this brisa is that with the tzitzel katan and the svacha katana is that. Not that they're tzarchim away, that these things are very, very small, so maybe those things you can even start Erev Pesach. No, can't. Even though the Haskara is the beginning of it, is the completion of it, you still can't do it. But we understand this Mishnah to be seemingly just across the board, no further chilukim, if it's tzarchim away or not, you can begin, you can complete, but you cannot begin something. Okay. Because my head is holy.